Welcome to a special edition of Just Another Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. Today, I wanted to release a special quote-unquote unboxing of a Bish Art Kids Club subscription box from Bish Art, or aka Ben Bishop, out of Westbrook, Maine. He was a guest on our podcast back on episode 9, and he'll be returning to the podcast this week to talk about his new upcoming series on IDW that he's going to be a series artist for, The Last Ronin, which is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book series. So what I wanted to do today was I subscribed to the Bish Art Kids Club box 3 months ago. It's a quarterly box that you get in the mail from Ben Bishop, sent from him personally, who puts it together, with one-of-a-kind items that only people in this club can get. Right now, there's just over 100 members. There's different tiers of membership that you can get. The biggest thing is that you get part of a group chat that only these members are part of, that Ben is very, very active in, which is pretty cool because you get to learn about their lives and things that they're doing, artwork that they see, and so on. So the Bish Art also gives you, also gives you 10% off for lower tiers up to 15, and then 20% off for upper tiers. The highest tier available right now is a sketchy kid, which is basically you get a sketch additional to everything else that you get in the box. I'll go over a little bit more about what's in each box or in each level here in a second. But right now, today, I just wanted to do a special edition podcast for this. So let's get into it. Let's go over the box levels here. So I got my box in the mail. I am a Mega Bish, which is a $25 a month membership. Again, you get one box every quarter, so every 3 months. There is a tier below that gives you 10% off the Bish Art website, Ben Bishop's personal website for all of his artwork and stuff. But you also get access to that group chat. And then once a year, Ben does send you something, but you do not get the quarterly boxes that I am going over today. There's the next level up is a Wicked Bish above mine. I'll go over the Mega Bish, which is mine, here in a second because I can explain the box. That includes an additional item of the most valuable item in the box, as well as all the rest of the box, the Bish Art, Kids Club chat, 10% off, and so on. The level above that is $75 a month, and that's Sketchy Bish. And that includes the Bish box sent to you once a quarter, the group chat, the 10% off, but it also includes a one item that is only available in this tier and a higher tier of a sketched item that Ben does himself as well. So that's a pretty cool additional thing on that. There's Golden Bish, which is $100 a month. That includes a 15% discount, the chat, like I said before. It also includes a sketch cover 11x14 commission by Ben Bishop each quarter of a single character, which is really cool. There's only four of those available, and those are actually all sold out right now. And then the one above that is the Son of a Bish, which gives you 20% off on the website, as well as two of everything inside the box shipped to you, as well as a two original pieces of art. One original piece of art of a brand new commission piece. So it's a bunch of stuff. If you want to learn more about each individual tier, you can go to bishartkidsclub.com and find that out. However, let me slow down a little bit here for a second, because this one is about a Mega Bish box. And that's what I got in the mail this week, or at the end of last week. And that's what I'm also going to go over on the actual podcast with Ben for releasing on Wednesday, October 28th, and go over this exact same box as well. Maybe he can give a little bit more input in how he picks items, what happens each time he sends out a box, and so on and so forth. But today, this podcast and this special viewing is about a Mega Bish box that comes out once a quarter. Little notes ahead of this actual reveal of all the items that are in here. This is mainly designed for a video podcast version of our normal podcast. Because there are visual items that I'm showing off, I'm going to do my best to explain these items in detail. So if you're listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or on our website, at least you'll be able to understand somewhat what it looks like. And then maybe if you go to justanotherpodcast.com, click on the episode and see that there are also going to be pictures on there as well. But I recommend, if you can, this video won't be more than 20 minutes. You just watch it at your leisure and see the items that are in there if you're interested in what comes in this Mega Bish box this quarter. So that's my little forewarning. I'm going to do my best to explain what's going on here. But if you want actual visual items of what we're going over, watch the video on our website or on YouTube. So The box comes in this box that's about, it looks like about around 11 by 14, a little bit bigger than 11 by 14 size box. It has the Last Ronin cover image on the box that's red and black that Ben did the art himself. It's a pretty cool box. The back features a little bit of words that I'll give you a little reading here in a second. Also other artwork on there by Ben. The edges all have his website, bishartkidsclub.com. On all the actual, all the sides, and then a hashtag Bishart Kids Club on one side. So this is how it comes in the mail. On the back, it says, "Yeah, Bish. Welcome to the one and only Bishart Kids Club. You're now officially one of the best people on the earth. Doesn't that feel great? Making comics is a ton of work, but it wouldn't be possible without the support and excitement from people like you. Thank you, Ben Bishop." So that's written on the box. The cool thing about this box, I will say, compared to some other subscription boxes that I've gotten in the past, is that this is pretty detailed. Like this box in the mail, I mean, if I was the person delivering this from the post office, I would be interested to see what's inside this box as well. I have been part of the Marvel Collector Corps. They do the Funko Pops and stuff like that. They have a pretty cool box, but now it's shipped by Amazon. And so now it just comes in an Amazon box, and this is pretty cool to see this box be like delivered to your front doorstep once a quarter. So this is pretty cool. So it's red and black, pretty cool pieces of art on the front of it. This is something that I feel like I could keep if I had extra prints that I don't have room for on the wall or something like that. I could use this nice sturdy box, and it's also cool looking to store the backups in as well. So that's pretty cool. So let's open this thing. Okay. So I have opened this already, just so everybody know, this isn't an unboxing traditional where you cut the tape and open it and so on. I did open it to make it a little bit easier to do this video on a small area here in my podcast studio. So just be aware of that as well. So the first item in the box is this pretty cool Bishart Kids Club t-shirt. Has a piece of artwork that Ben has done himself on it. Let me see if I can do this without knocking over some bobble heads here. That's that. On it, it says Bishart Kids Club on it, obviously. And then it has some characters from Drawing Blood. It looks like there's some characters from The Aggregate, and some Nathan the Caveman, some Teenage Mutant Turtles, among other characters that Ben have done for his own Split Decision Comics or for other publishers. But this is a pretty cool t-shirt. It's on Next Level t-shirt manufacturer, which is pretty cool because I love Next Level. It's all the Orna Brewing Company stuff that we do is on Next Level, which is pretty cool. So I like this t-shirt. The quality is really good and the color is great because I wear black, gray, dark gray, charcoal. That's my color. So that's an item right there, which is pretty cool that I only people part of the club obviously will get that item as well. So which is awesome. Let's see. Oh, there's a note in here too. We'll read the note. If you're not a Bish kid, then fuck you. That I didn't just say that to make everybody else feel bad that you're not a Bish kid, but it's a cool sticker that Ben created from Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell. He's holding the Bishart Kids Club subscription card, which I have mine here around here somewhere. I think it's in the other room, but you actually get a membership card, which is pretty cool. But this is a pretty badass sticker that I'll probably find a place for. I do have a little spot behind me that has some Ben Bishop stuff in it. So maybe it's going to go over here. Okay, this is a little long, but I'm going to read maybe a snippet of it, and I'll post it online on the website so you can see what he says. But it says, time for a glow up. Surprise, surprise, it's a brand new Last Ronin Bish box. It's been a hell of a year. It's been a hell of a year so far, hasn't it? This club has been one of the glowing beacons of happiness and hope. I can't thank you enough for not only being a part of it, but also being there for others who need it as well. It goes on to talk about sharing in the group, making sure that we're talking, post pictures of photos and unboxing videos like we do right now, tag the Bishart Kids Club. And then they're still going on to say there's still some of those new sketchy Bish memberships available. So be sure to tell your friends memberships are just. So what I did was I got this Mega Bish box this time. And then I emailed them this morning and said, let's upgrade to the next box so that I can see what the next box has in there. Well, not the next box, the next tier of something. The next box, you just get double of one of the items in here. The tier above that, you get the sketch. So next time I'll get a sketch after 3 months. So that's what I did. So there was some sketch membership available. So I picked up one of those instead of this one. So just swapping it out, check things out. So that's pretty cool. A little note from Ben. It's hard to see again because of the lighting I have in here. But it's a note that I'll post a picture of as well. And then the sticker. Okay. This is the prize possession in this box right here. This is a metal print. So it's on a piece of metal that's foil metal. That's a picture similar to the one on the front of the box that it got shipped in. It's the exact same drawing, red, black, but it's metallic. And in the, looks like a moon in the sky, has Ben's, Ben Bishop's signature. So it's a personalized item to everybody in the Bish Club that says, you know, Ben Bishop's a signature on it and so on and so forth. This thing is pretty badass. Like, this is like unique. I don't own anything. It's on a metal like this, which is pretty cool. It's the same size of a comic book cover. That's pretty interesting and unique. But yeah, this is pretty sweet. I think, yeah, I don't think he's going to do it. Yes, he wrote Bish, when he signed it originally before it got printed, it says Ben Bishop 20 BKC, which stands for Bish Art Kids Club. So this is a unique item that this will only be available for those that are in the club. So this is the kind of cool thing you'll get. Yeah, I mentioned the Marvel Collector Core by Funko earlier in this episode. They send out the exact same box to everybody. You sign up, you get it all. Similar, obviously. I got the exact same box as someone else who was a Mega Bish, got the exact same box. However, there's just over 100. So this is one of just over 100 prints of this, maybe a little bit more because obviously he orders a certain amount for his own stock as well. But say that's one of 150. These like Funko things are one of thousands. So they're not as unique as something like this, which is this is personalized from the person who drew it, who got it printed, who shipped it to your house. So that's the really cool thing about these kind of boxes. It makes it unique that it's personalized to 100, 125 people to have these items, which is pretty awesome. So that's something that I'll definitely be hanging up in this podcast studio and showing off in the future. There's also two prints. Let us see here. I'll get close for those who are watching the video. I'm going to get that, try to get as close as I can. Or there you go. It's a print of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 100 cover. It says this cover is dedicated to Eastman and Laird, who Eastman and Laird are the creators of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kevin Eastman still does a bunch of covers for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But it also has a Split Decision Comics logo on it and the IDW logo on it. IDW is the publisher for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And this is a pretty cool, it's red and white. And it's signed by Ben Bishop on the actual item, which is pretty cool. So that's a awesome print. I do have a print from Ben Bishop already on the wall, but this will probably replace it because this one actually has a signature on it, which the other one doesn't. So that's pretty cool on there. And there's another print in here that is Old Hob, and it looks like Leatherhead in the background. Nice, cool sketch, black and white, full-on black and white sketch. This is a cover that Ben did for alternate cover. I believe it was, I'm gonna look it up right now, but I believe it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 55 of the series that started coming out in 2011, 2012, right around there. I think this is the cover for that, which was in color. This is a sketch, the pencils version of it before it got colorized. Again, signed by Ben on there. So this is a pretty cool one too. So typically I like black and white art, so just pencils or just ink. As you can see, I have my Jim Steranko print behind me. I got a couple of art pieces of art that I've drawn on the art wall. I've got a Ben Bishop. I got a print from Gil Kane and John Romita, and then a Jim Mooney print, and then I got a Kevin. But the Kevin Eastman one is a friend, Adam Morissette, bought that for me for my wedding, and it's signed by Kevin Eastman, and it's in color. So I don't know. I'll debate whether or not I put the black and white one up right now or the color one. But I guess what? I got this badass box to store it in if I don't put it up. So that's pretty cool. Let me verify that it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 55, Ben Bishop. cover. Get cover C incentive cover. Yep. It should be, where is it? Ben Bishop. Was it 55? No, it wasn't 55. I don't know. I thought it was 55, but it is one of the covers that Ben Bishop has done for variant covers, TMNT. Images. Let me see here. Oh, no, it was. Oh, it's for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe number 5. That's what it was. So it had a 5 in it, but it is pretty cool. If you look that up, Google that, it's the cover for there. So I was wrong on the number 55. I do own that one, but that's not the one. The print that I'm talking about, the black and white print that I got with Old Hob and Leatherhead on it, is from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe number 5. It was the it was a cover, retailer incentive cover that Ben Bishop did. So that's pretty cool. So to recap a little bit, every quarter, every month, I pay a monthly payment to Ben Bishop's Bish Art Kids Club. Every quarter, every 3 months, I get a box in the mail like this shipped to me with items in it that are worth really invaluable to the point where they're so limited that there's actually kind of hard to put a price on what this would be worth. To me, I paid basically $75 over 3 months total for this box. Pieces of artwork in there that are signed by Ben go for $30-$40 when you buy them on his website. Some are higher than that. A t-shirt, I mean, when you buy a t-shirt nowadays, what is that, $20-$25? You know what I mean? That's 1 month's payment. It's got the t-shirt. This, again, I couldn't put a value on. This is a $50 plus value purchasing item. I mean, I more than that probably, because it's the metal print with the signature on it, limited edition. So I definitely got more than the value that I paid for this box in this. And then again, in 3 months, I changed it. After this one box, I changed my subscription, upgraded to a different level, and got the higher one. So then 3 months, I'll get one with a cool sketch for me specifically. And only 15 people max can get that thing. So that's even more limited. So that was the Bish Art Kids Club unboxing-ish. and this is, again, what it looks like for those watching. It's black and white. And it's the picture of the sketch as well. The metal piece of metal that I got as well. So I recommend anybody who is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan or a local artist fan, this happened to be a TMNT box, but there's other things that he adds in there. In the past, there's been things from the aggregate and different books that he's done as well. It's not just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it's, I mean, that's what he's known for as well across the country, whereas most of us in Maine know him a little bit more for the aggregate and so on. But we recommend, you know, up and down to get this box because it's fun. It's local. You're supporting a local artist, but it's badass. I mean, think about it. Like I said, I've had other subscription boxes, but nothing's been as cool as this. So I personally make a recommendation on getting it. It's bishartkidsclub.com. I make nothing. I don't get any extra things for anything in this. This is me just giving my personal opinion on something. This is me just giving a unbiased review of a subscription box that I am very proud to be part of. And even, like I said, even if you just want to join for the $10 to get the 10% discount on his website, obviously you buy $100 worth of stuff over a year, you're going to, you know, over a month, I mean, at once, you're going to save that anyway, because you get the 10% off. But also you get part of that group chat, and then Ben will send you something once a year, which is pretty cool as well. And that 10% or 15% or 20%, depending on your tier, also works, I believe, at cons when we can do those again. So if you see Ben at a con, you can actually get him, buy a piece of artwork or something like that from him there. And it usually gives you 10% off or 20% off, depending on your tier as well. So that's the Bish Art Kids Club unboxing, quote unquote, and review of the last Ronin box that came out for this quarter. The next box will come out in 3 months. So we'll do an unboxing of that one and see the sketch. But also, if you listen to this, stay tuned this week and watch on Wednesday for the Ben Bishop Last Ronin podcast. No spoilers at all. We will not be talking spoilers, like specifically about the comic book. How it's more along the lines of how he got to be drawing the series artist for the TMNT's Last Ronin series. It's a really sought after book right now. It's a really, we're all looking for it and much anticipated. But also we'll talk how he decides what items go in these boxes and so on and so forth for the Bish Art Kids Club. So look for that on Wednesday morning when you wake up and on your ride to work. I really appreciate everybody for watching this and listening. It's justanotherpodcast.com. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts as well, YouTube as well. And then our website is where you can find all those links. Excuse me. Rate and subscribe. It really helps the podcast and further what we're doing here. I'm really excited that you guys listened and took time out of your day to listen. I'm Justin Soderberg. This is Just Another Podcast. Thanks for listening or watching.